Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. Listen online, kansaspublicradio.org, or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Sunny, breezy, and very hot today. Afternoon highs near 98 degrees. Heat index values, though, as high as 109 degrees. Right now, we've got clear skies at 79 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6 o'clock. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Jay Schaefer this morning, it's 6:04. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt in the five-candidate Republican Party primary for the 2nd Congressional District of Kansas. Trump said he was impressed that Schmidt was reelected as Attorney General in Kansas in 2016 and 2020 by wide margins. The Kansas Reflector reports that five candidates have entered the primary for the seat being vacated by U.S. Representative Jake LaTourneur, who decided against seeking re-election to Congress. Schmidt has consistently led the Republican field by double digits in polling and says he's honored to have former President Trump's endorsement. Research in wetlands near Lawrence could help explain how plants team up with special microbes to clean polluted water. Wetland soil has microbes that can breathe in nitrogen from the fertilizer that washes off farmlands and then release it into the air. Nitrogen gas is a normal part of the atmosphere. Amy Hansen is a professor of environmental engineering.
So when nutrients get into wetlands in the water, the wetlands, compared to other areas on the landscape, are much more able to remove those nutrients.
A five-year grant from the National Science Foundation will support the research. Half of the wetlands in Kansas have been drained or filled to make way for farms and development, but that left rivers and lakes more vulnerable to fertilizer pollution. A teenager was killed when he tried to help a crash victim on Interstate 35 on Saturday morning, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Just before 2 a.m. Saturday, Benjamin Van Kirk, 17 years old, of Olathe, was hit by a Jeep Liberty after he had gotten out of his car on I-35 just south of Johnson Drive in Miriam. Chevy Equinox was stalled in the left lane, and a Honda CRV stopped on the right shoulder. Buzz Kirk exited to help the driver of the Equinox. A Jeep Liberty traveling south then hit the Equinox and drifted across the road, running into Van Buskirk, according to the KHP. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. A new study looking at the climate impacts of beef production in North America could change the way Kansans finish their cattle. Kaylin Moore has more on that story.
Feedlots, ranches, and meatpacking plants dot the western Kansas landscape and make up a significant portion of the state's economy. But environmental scientists are studying how beef production contributes to climate change. Tong Wong studies conservation practices at South Dakota State University. She says that the federal government requested the study because of a lack of clear data, and policymakers need more data to make changes.
It's not like the beef suppliers would change, but it kind of depends on the policymaker and consumer's mindset first.
Wong says they found the lowest carbon emissions come from grass-fed cattle raised on land where the plants pull carbon into the earth. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And the Kansas City Royals lost to the Chicago Cubs in Kansas City yesterday to score 7-3. It's 7 minutes after 6.
It's Morning Edition.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. KPR is your place for NPR News. You can find us at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison, and online, of course, anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. When the U.S. women's basketball team takes the court, expectations will be high in Paris. The team's won the last seven Olympic gold medals and had They've not lost an Olympic game since 1992. That's before many of the players on this year's team were even born. We'll hear more about that coming up in 5 minutes. Also ahead this next half hour, the war in Gaza and Israel's shaky political situation have led a growing number of Jewish Israelis to pack up and move.
The thing is, we want to feel safe and secure in our home, and we're not willing to compromise on that.
Israelis leaving Israel. More on that ahead in 20 minutes. Morning Edition continues here on Kansas Public Radio. National Weather Service in Topeka has issued an excessive heat warning for this afternoon through Thursday evening for northeast and east central Kansas due to dangerously hot conditions. Expecting highs this afternoon near 98 degrees.
On this week's On the Media,
on the next break,
an energized Democratic base is rallying around Kamala Harris with money and memes in a way that surprised party leaders.
For all the conversations I had about Harris in this period, nobody said to me, she may be actually an incredible candidate. They saw a kind of wave of enthusiasm and connection to her that they hadn't predicted.
But now the backlash on this week's On the Media from WNYC.
On the Media tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for N.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon. Every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Morrison here at Kansas Public Radio. Sunny, breezy, very hot today. Afternoon highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. Heat index values, as high as 109 today. Right now, we've got clear skies and 80 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:31. Northeast Kansans can expect more extreme heat this week, with temperatures expected to climb above 100 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning. It will be in effect this afternoon through Thursday. The region has already seen the temperature reach 100 on 2 days last month. The National Weather Service predicts the region will see temperatures with highs near 100 degrees today, 102 tomorrow, and 105 Wednesday. Those are all actual temperatures, by the way. Heat index values predicted to climb to between 105 and 115 degrees. Research going on near Lawrence could shed light on how wetland plants improve water quality. Celia Yulpius-Jepson has more.
Scientists and students at the University of Kansas will launch research this year into how wetland plants team up with specialized soil microbes and pull fertilizer pollution out of water. Amy Hansen, a professor of environmental engineering, won a five-year National Science Foundation Early Career Award to support the work.
In the Midwest, we've lost a lot of wetlands. In Kansas, it's about 50% of historic wetland cover has been lost.
Those wetlands were drained or filled to make way for farms and development. But, she says, restoring floodplain wetlands could help reduce nitrogen pollution in rivers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yulpius-Jepson.
Allen Fieldhouse at the University of Kansas in Lawrence currently seats 16,300 basketball fans. But after renovations are finished on the Fieldhouse, WIBW-TV reports that the maximum capacity will shrink by about 1,000 seats. KU Athletics officials say the changes will improve the game day experience for fans, especially those in the upper levels. Construction crews are taking out the crow's nest in the upper level corners and removing parts of the third level concourse. KU Athletics says the changes will enhance sight lines for many patrons, and also the renovation was necessary to comply with federal ADA accessibility requirements. The Jayhawks plan to have most of the construction done by late night at the Fog on October 18th. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort with a docking location.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, KPR, your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence. You can find us at 89.7 in Emporia as well, and online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's been 3 years now since the collapse of a condo building in South Florida. Developers say a new court decision may stop them from demolishing and replacing some older residential buildings. We'll hear more about that just ahead. Also, coming up in this next half hour, older adults are more likely to be misdiagnosed than other adults. Multiple conditions and medications can make diagnosis tricky. Geriatric ERs are an answer to this problem, but they seem to be catching on throughout the country. We'll hear more about that story coming up in 8 minutes on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Sunny, breezy, and very hot today. Afternoon highs between 98 and 100 degrees. Heat index values as high as 109. Right now we've got 80 degrees under clear skies in Lawrence at 644.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
Listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, KPR. We're your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence, and 91.3 in Olsburg and Junction City. Still ahead on the Morning Edition, coming up in about 5 minutes, Iowa's ban on nearly all abortions as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy takes effect today. Iowa joins 17 other states that restrict abortions then or even earlier in some cases. More on that coming up in a few minutes. It's 10 minutes before 7, just after 7 o'clock. We'll catch up on the latest headlines from around the world and from around our region as well. Coming up at just about 7:15, former President Donald Trump is now adjusting to his new opponent in the presidential race, trying out attack lines while mispronouncing his opponent's name.
If a crazy liberal like Kamala Harris gets in, the American dream is dead.
We'll hear more about what has changed for the Trump campaign since Vice President Kamala Harris emerged as a presidential candidate. That's ahead as Morning Edition continues right here on KPR. Hope you can stay with us throughout the morning. Morning Edition continues until 9, and then at 9 o'clock, a morning of classical music with Cordelia Brown. We'll hear concertos for two mandolins from Antonio Vivaldi, Rinaldo, it's about that mighty river and its sources, and Beethoven's rustic Sixth Symphony, about a day in the country. Great music with Cordelia Brown starts at 9 o'clock, from 9 to noon today, here on Kansas Public Radio. And I'm Tom Parkinson in for Jay Schaefer on this Monday morning. Jay returns tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online find us at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Sunny, breezy, and very hot today with highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Heat index as high as 109. Clear skies and 80 degrees now.
How could Israel avoid a YDR?
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:04. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt in the five-candidate Republican primary for the 2nd Congressional District in Kansas. Trump said he was impressed that Schmidt had been reelected Attorney General in 2016 and 2020 by wide margins. The Kansas Reflector reports that five candidates have now entered the primary for the seat being vacated by U.S. Representative Jake LaTourneur, who decided against running for re-election to Congress. Schmidt has consistently led the Republican field by double digits in polling and says he's honored to receive former President Trump's endorsement. A new study looking at the climate impacts of beef production in North America could change the way that Kansans finish their cattle. Kalen Moore reports.
Feedlots, ranches, and meatpacking plants dot the western Kansas landscape and make up a significant portion of the state's economy. But environmental scientists are studying how beef production contributes to climate change. Tong Wong studies conservation practices at South Dakota State University. She says that the federal government requested the study because of a lack of clear data, and policymakers need more data to make changes.
It's not like the beef suppliers would change, but it kind of depends on the policymaker and consumer's mindset first.
Wong says they found the lowest carbon emissions come from grass-fed cattle raised on land where the plants pull carbon into the earth. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kalen Moore in Liberal.
Research underway in wetlands near Lawrence could help explain how plants team up with special microbes to clean polluted water. Wetland soil has microbes that can breathe in nitrogen from the fertilizer that washes up and from farmland and then release it into the air. Nitrogen gas is a normal part of the atmosphere. Amy Hansen is a professor of environmental engineering.
So when nutrients get into wetlands in the water, the wetlands, compared to other areas on the landscape, are much more able to remove those nutrients.
A five-year grant from the National Science Foundation is supporting the research. Half of the wetlands in Kansas have been drained or filled to make way for farms and development, and that has left rivers and lakes more vulnerable to fertilizer pollution. Well, in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Chicago Cubs in Kansas City yesterday, 7-3 the score. The Royals now travel to Chicago to face that city's other team, the White Sox. First pitch set for 10 after 7 this evening. Sunny, breezy, very hot today. Afternoon highs in the upper 90s to near 100. Heat index values as high as 109 degrees. Sunny and 80 degrees now at 7 after 7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include EBSCO, supporting open source technology and making open platforms possible for libraries of all sizes. Learn more at EBSCO.com. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 19 minutes after 7. Ahead in just about 20 minutes, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance served in the U.S. Marine Corps, but he has a different view on his time in the service than many veterans.
I served my country honorably. And I saw when I went to Iraq that I had been lied to.
Now, Vance, unlike past GOP war veterans, is a leading voice against U.S. military intervention abroad. We'll hear more about that coming up later this half hour on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo, a Topeka destination for over 85 years, enriching the community through wildlife conservation and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued an excessive heat warning starting this afternoon, going through Thursday evening for all of northeast and east central Kansas due to dangerously hot conditions, with heat index values as high as 112 degrees over the next few days. Right now, though, we've got sunny skies and 80 degrees in Lawrence.
On this week's On the Media, an energized Democratic base is rallying around Kamala Harris with money and memes in a way that surprised party leaders.
For all the conversations I had about Harris in this period, nobody said to me, she may be actually an incredible candidate. They saw a kind of wave of enthusiasm and connection to her that they hadn't predicted.
But now the backlash on this week's On the Media from WNYC.
On the Media tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BritBox.
Catch up on any news you may have missed during the day. Tune into All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Larson here at KPR. Sunny, breezy, very hot today. Highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. Heat index as high as 109. Sunny and 80 degrees now.
From Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, in for Jay Schaefer this morning. Northeast Kansas can expect more extreme heat this week, with temperatures expected to climb above 100 degrees. The Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning in effect this afternoon through Thursday. The region has already seen the temperature reach 100 on 2 days last month. The National Weather Service in Topeka predicts Northeast Kansas will see temperatures with highs near 100 today, 102 tomorrow, and 105 on Wednesday. And those are all actual temperatures. Heat index values predicted to climb between 105 and 115 degrees. Northeast Kansas is also getting more rain this year compared to recent years, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that's leading to a rise in the number of mosquitoes. KSNT-TV reports that parts of northeast Kansas received more than 5 inches of rain in June. Earlier this month, the health department issued a high-risk warning for certain regions in the state due to West Nile virus. That means the department found a number of mosquitoes carrying the disease. 3 documented cases of West Nile have been reported by the KDHE so far in 2024. Officials advise that all residents make sure to eliminate as much standing water as possible and, if outside, apply effective mosquito repellent. Research near Lawrence could shed light on how wetland plants help to improve water quality. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more on that story.
Scientists and students at the University of Kansas will launch research this year into how wetland plants team up with specialized soil microbes and pull fertilizer pollution out of water. Amy Hansen, a professor of environmental engineering, won a 5-year National Science Foundation Early Career Award to support the work.
In the Midwest, we've lost a lot of wetlands. In Kansas, it's about 50% of historic wetland cover has been lost.
Those wetlands were drained or filled to make way for farms and development. But, she says, restoring floodplain wetlands could help reduce nitrogen pollution in rivers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat advisory for this afternoon through Thursday evening due to dangerously hot conditions with heat index values near 112.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from your part-time controller, U.S.-based staff helping nonprofits with their accounting, from bookkeeping to financial reporting and analysis to CFO services. YPTC.com/NPR. From Indeed. Designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates, all from one platform. Learn more at indeed.com/NPR. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From NPR News, I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Stephen.
News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence and 89.9 in Atchison, and online, kansaspublicradio.org. A Missouri man who has served more than 3 decades in prison remains incarcerated, even though a judge has ruled that he's not guilty of murder and should be released. More about that story is coming up next. And then the Marketplace Morning Report is ahead at 5:51. On Morning Edition, here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock every weekday morning, and then at 9 o'clock, Cordelia Brown will be along with classical music. For our morning, we'll hear Vivaldi's Concerto for Two Mandolins, Beethoven's Rustic Sixth Symphony about a day spent in the country, and Once Upon a Castle for Organ and Orchestra. It begins with the winding road to San Simeon. It's about the Hearst Castle. All that starts at 9 o'clock.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring you points of view that you agree with. And points of view that you don't. Facts you approve. And facts that make you uncomfortable. Our job is to bring you the full picture in context so you can decide. This is NPR.
And I'm Tom Parkinson in for Jay Schaefer this morning. Jay returns tomorrow morning. Coming up next, the Marketplace Morning Report. The EPA will be giving out about $4.3 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act to try to cut pollution and combat climate change over the next 6 years. The funding will go to 25 recipients across 30 states, ranging from projects involving greenhouse gas emissions to forest management and household energy efficiency. We'll hear more about that, and we'll bring you all the Monday morning business news. It's coming up next on the Marketplace Morning Report. 10 minutes before 8, and just after 8 o'clock, we'll have the latest news headlines from around the world and from around our region, here at Kansas Public Radio. And then at about 8 minutes after 8, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is looking for a running mate. Among the contenders are several governors from battleground states, including Pennsylvania's Josh Shapiro.
He's the most successful politician in recent memory in the biggest swing state on the map.
More on the Harris campaign's effort to vet a vice presidential candidate. That's coming up just after 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continuing here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and breezy today and very hot, with afternoon highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees and heat index values as high as 109. It will be a little breezy, though, 10 to 15 mile per hour winds, gusting occasionally as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, lows near 75 degrees. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online, or at kansaspublicradio.org. What's happening around the world as it unfolds? With explanation and reaction, exploring exactly what happened and why. In a nutshell, that's the BBC's Outside Source. You can hear it Monday through Friday mornings from 10 to noon. Outside Source on KPR2. The time now is 8 o'clock.
For NPR News, I'm Natalie Krebs in Des Moines.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Jay Schaefer on this Monday morning. Allen Fieldhouse at the University of Kansas in Lawrence currently seats about 16,300 basketball fans. But after renovations are finished on the Fieldhouse, WIBW-TV reports that the maximum capacity will shrink by about 1,000 seats. KU athletics officials say the changes will improve the game day experience for fans, especially in the upper levels. Construction crews are taking out the crow's nest in the upper level corners and removing parts of the third level concourse. KU officials say the changes were necessary to comply with the federal ADA accessibility requirements. The Jayhawks plan to have most of the construction done by Late Night in the Fog, which occurs on October 18th, and they hope that fans won't see any visible ongoing construction by that time. Research in wetlands near Lawrence could help explain how plants team up with special microbes to clean polluted water. Wetland soil has microbes that can breathe in nitrogen from the fertilizer that washes off farmland and then release it into the air. Nitrogen gas is a normal part of the atmosphere. Amy Hansen is a professor of environmental engineering.
So when nutrients get into wetlands in the water, the wetlands, compared to other areas on the landscape, are much more able to remove those nutrients.
A 5-year grant from the National Science Foundation will support the research. Half of the wetlands in Kansas have been drained or filled to make way for farms and development, but that has left rivers and lakes more vulnerable to fertilizer pollution. A new study looking at the climate impacts of beef production in North America could change the way that Kansas ranchers finish their cattle. Kaylin Moore reports.
Feedlots, ranches, and meatpacking plants dot the western Kansas landscape and make up a significant portion of land where the plants pull carbon into the earth. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Chicago Cubs yesterday in Kansas City, 7-3 the score. The Royals now travel to Chicago to face the White Sox. First pitch set for 7:10 tonight. Partly cloudy, 80 degrees now. It's 7 minutes after 8.
Some olive oil.
That sounds good.
Okay. That'd be great. With some laurel on your head, go into the kitchen and make something with olive oil. Mm-hmm. Wigglesworth says the metal designs also continue to evolve in keeping with the culture of host cities. At the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, for example, the medallions contain donations of recycled metals. And at this year's games in Paris, each medal contains a sliver of the Eiffel Tower. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. When the U.S. women's basketball team takes the court, expectations will be high. They've won the last 7 Olympic gold medals, and they haven't lost an Olympic game since 1992, before many of the players on this year's team were born. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up in just about 5 minutes. Also ahead this next half hour, the war in Gaza and Israel's shaky political situation have led a growing number of Jewish Israelis to pack up and move away from Israel to other countries.
The thing is, we want to feel safe and secure in our home, and we're not willing to compromise on that.
More about Israelis leaving Israel, that's coming up on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. Morning Edition is here until 9 o'clock, as we are every weekday morning. And then at 9 o'clock, Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of classical music from 9 to noon. In the noon hour, we've got music from a great conductor and occasional composer, a merry waltz from Otto Klemperer, as well as an orchestral fantasy from Winlaski on the story of Faust. Classical music throughout the day. Here on Kansas Public Radio on KPR 1.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from
Gymnastics Team on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered. This afternoon and every weekday afternoon starting at 3 o'clock from 3 to 7 here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny, breezy, very hot today. Afternoon highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees with heat index values as high as 109 today. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning. It'll be in effect from this afternoon through Thursday evening. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies, 83 degrees in Lawrence.
Live from NPR, policymakers meet in Washington. They say September is more likely for a rate cut. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Jay Schaefer on this Monday morning. Northeast Kansans can expect more extreme heat this week, with temperatures expected to climb above 100 degrees. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning in effect this afternoon through Thursday. The region has already seen the temperature reach 100 on 2 days last month. The National Weather Service in Topeka predicts our region will see temperatures with highs near 100 degrees today, 102 tomorrow, and 105 on Wednesday. Those are actual temperatures. Heat index values are predicted to climb to between 105 and 115 degrees. Northeast Kansas has also been getting more rain this year compared to recent years, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says that is leading to a rise in the number of mosquitoes. KSNT-TV reports that parts of northeast Kansas received more than 5 inches of rain in June. Earlier this month, the health department issued a high-risk warning for certain regions in the state due to West Nile virus. That means the department found a number of mosquitoes carrying the virus. 3 documented cases of West Nile have been reported by the KDHE so far in 2024. Officials advise that all residents make sure to eliminate as much standing water as possible and apply effective mosquito repellent if you're outside. Research near Lawrence could shed light on how wetland plants help improve water quality. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more on that story.
Scientists and students at the University of Kansas will launch research this year into how wetland plants team up with specialized soil microbes and pull fertilizer pollution out of water. Amy Hansen, a professor of environmental engineering, won a 5-year National Science Foundation Early Career Award to support the work.
In the Midwest, we've lost a lot of wetlands. In Kansas, it's about 50% of historic wetland cover has been lost.
Those wetlands were drained or filled to make way for farms and development. But, she says, restoring floodplain wetlands could help reduce nitrogen pollution in rivers. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
North and east, several thousand people are still under evacuation orders. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Monahan in Chico, California.
This is NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News. We're Kansas Public Radio. Just ahead, it's been 3 years now since the collapse of that condo building in South Florida. Developers say a court decision now may stop them from demolishing and replacing some older residential buildings in Florida. More on that just ahead. Also coming up, older adults are more likely to be misdiagnosed than other adults. Multiple conditions and multiple medications can make diagnoses much more tricky. J. geriatric ERs are an answer to this problem, and they're catching on across the country. We'll hear more about that coming up in just about 8 minutes.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Sunny, breezy, and very hot today with highs in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees and heat index values as high as 109.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and
This is NPR News.
It's NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. KansasPublicRadio.org is where you'll find us online anytime. Iowa's ban on nearly all abortions as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy takes effect today. Iowa now joins 17 other states that restrict abortions at 6 weeks or in some cases even earlier. We'll hear more about that. It's coming up in 5 minutes. Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock, Cordelia Brown will be along with a morning of classical music for us. We'll hear some Vivaldi this morning, the concerto for two mandolins, and much more, including Once Upon a Castle for organ and orchestra. It begins with The Winding Road to San Simeon, which is about the Hearst Castle on Highway 1 in California. That's coming up. Also ahead on the, that's on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we've got the BBC News Hour coming up for you. In Venezuela, the opposition has announced the election results as fraudulent, as incumbent President Maduro has announced the winner. More about that coming up, as well as dangerous tensions in the Middle East after fatal attack on the Golan Heights. The BBC takes a closer look at that as well. The BBC News Hour starts at 9 on KPR2. It's 8:51.
It's Morning Edition from NPR. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Tom Parkinson. I've been filling in for Jay Schaefer the last few days. Jay will return tomorrow. This is Kansas Public Radio. We're live. We're local from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online, we're at kansaspublicradio.org, or you could ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
It's 9 o'clock. Coming up next, catch up on the latest news headlines from NPR in Washington. And then Cordelia Brown brings us a morning of classical music with her the concerto for two mandolins from Antonio Vivaldi, the Maldo about that mighty river and its sources. Also, some Beethoven coming up this morning. We'll hear the Rustic Sixth Symphony about a day in the country. Speaking about a day in the country, a drive up Highway 1 to the Hearst Castle in San Simeon is always a wonderful day. We will hear Once Upon a Castle for organ and orchestra, which begins with the winding road to San Simeon about the Hearst Castle. That's coming up next. It's 9:01. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Biden is